Hello, this is Melody from Webcam Girl Zoo, the Webcam Girl Zoo. This is going to be an episode about relationships and whether you can have them or not. And the answer is, of course you can, okay? As you can see in the title, if you're reading it, or if you've just kind of wandered upon this podcast, welcome. We're going to be talking about relationships in the kind of more gray area of, you know, society. The, you know, sex industry and how it's possible to have, from at least my perspective, definitely possible and very, and it shouldn't be so difficult to, you know, comprehend. Hopefully not. Well, I guess that depends on how well I'd explain myself, huh? But I'll do my very best to have you understand why you deserve a relationship that's just as good as you. And to keep the work you do while you also are in a relationship, because that shouldn't matter. Anyway, so we're gonna have some words from our sponsors, as in me reading my sponsor, which is Anchor.com, which I could not be more thankful for. I'm gonna have that segment go in right here, just so we can get that over with and we can start our episode. Okay, thank you guys so much, and stay tuned. Okay, thank you for staying with me for that. Welcome back. This is Melody, your host, and I'm just going to be kind of casually talking. I'm not really going to probably ever take this too seriously. I mean, I'll take the points I talk about real serious, but I'm not going to be taking this podcast too seriously, as it is like my, what, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, I'm not sure anymore who's counting. It's kind of like my ninth job, sort of on the side, my side hustle. Next to my side hustle, next to the eight other side hustles. So I'm sorry if I can't be too consistent, but I would love to be. So I really do appreciate any of your support. If you know, you do follow me, like if you have found out about me through Anchor or through any of these like other podcast sites, like please let me know. And like, you know, let me know on Twitter or wherever, and wherever you can contact me, let me know, because I would really love to hear a bit more about what I can do to make this a more engaging kind of episode. Or maybe I can make it more of a bigger deal and it can be like my fourth side hustle instead of my ninth. So I would really appreciate that. Let's see. Where to start? As you can see the episode title, I feel pretty strongly about relationships in the industry, the sex industry in particular, being the one I'm talking about. The S word, I know, sex. So what I do for a career is I cam. So I'm a webcam model, a webcam entertainer, whatever you'd like to call it. I entertain audiences of all sorts, of like honestly, like of all sorts. But for money, I do it for like for tips on my free cams, and I do it off on other sites too as well, like Minivids Live and other places. However, yeah, so like these are sessions I do, like, and then usually they are, so a lot of times my tips can be pretty good, you know, but I like and prefer doing sessions with people, which cost per, like, a certain amount of money per minute, and these are called private-based models, like, if you were wondering, that's kind of what I am, more like a private-based model, and, like, a private show-based model, which is where I get most of my income. Is in private shows. So if that makes sense. I like that because it's more consistent. I suppose like in a world with no consistency whatsoever, when it comes to camming, it can be hard to have any consistency at all in income. So at least that per minute is like kind of comforting. Once I get into a private show, I know what I'm doing. And it's also kind of easier to detach and reattach to the person who is watching. So it's kind of like, if you want to pay for my time in full, you'll get my entire, you know, like, persona in full. Like, I will, you know, love to roleplay as far as you would like to roleplay and as far as I'm willing to. And the site allows, you know? So it's kind of like, there's a limit, of course. But, you know, if you're not paying, in, like, for my intention in full, I don't have to give it to you in full. That's kind of how it works, you know? So it just seems a bit more, it just makes more sense to me. So like that, to have it like that. And honestly, if you're a cam girl and you prefer like just tip-based stuff, like honestly, or you're doing a show based on, you know, making a tip goal that night, that's perfectly fine with you. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. This is just me giving a little bit of background. So for me, I always had no problem disassociating from the client. So whatever someone wants in a cam show, I don't have to pretend like I'm really actually into it. I mean, I can be like, yeah, sure, that sounds like, you know, hot or whatever, you know. It really doesn't have to be. What people should realize, I think, at the door, at the website entry, when you put in, like, hey, are you 18 or not? When they put that in, realize that you are now no longer talking to people so very authentically, and you're not going to find that. If you're looking for that, don't go look for it here. Please don't go look for it there, because you're not likely going to find it. You're not going to find authenticity in a place where people are, you know, acting out roles for money. And this should be a given. But, I mean, that's not exactly what people are like. They often do what, you know, the opposite of what's good for them, and or what they are looking for sometimes even, which is kind of instant gratification of, like, a relationship or a fetish or a role play that, you know, they're not really willing to have a conversation about in real life, which they should probably. Or maybe it's just not possible at the time. Who knows? I'm not here to school other people. I'm just here to tell my side of the story. I think it's perfectly fine for me to be in a relationship with someone who can understand the fact that once I log off, I am no longer, you know, Melody. I'm somebody else. Maybe that aspect of me is still there. Maybe they even still call me Melody. I'm not sure, because it's kind of my nickname on the side now. It's honestly, it's not 100% authentic, and it shouldn't be seen as 100% authentic, because, I mean, it's money. Like, there's money involved. Would anyone be 100% authentic if it came down to a check or not? And such an unstable and such a, you know, strange check, like, that people are not always going to be, you know, ready to sign off you, you know, with an apartment or a loan. It's hard to get validity in this area of work. So validity from the customer is honestly the best you can get sometimes. And if you're playing an act and you're playing a role, it's best sometimes to just be completely unauthentic, or just a caricaturized persona of yourself, like a drag queen is kind of, like, it's part of them, but it's also not really. They can disassociate to be their real, like, true selves. And I think that might be a healthier way to live, because I think when I tried to be too authentic on cam, number one, I made less money. I'm not sure how or why. I guess because me talking about philosophy doesn't make me as much money on cam. That's why I have to yak to you guys about it. It doesn't make me very much online here, but you know what I mean. I can get it out here before I go on cam and such and so. But, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I never thought that it would be that hard to understand, but I think it is. I guess it is. Like, people don't seem to know that, or they don't want to hear the fact that you have, like, a real life outside of this. They want everything to be so consistent. So they want to be able to, you know, buy your Snapchat just so that they can, like, see what you eat for dinner and stuff. It's like, this shouldn't be, this is a level of intimacy that I don't think we should be allowing in society. I mean, you see, like, YouTube and stuff, like, all of these YouTubers have the same problem where they can't really get, you know, a moment's peace, or they change, you know, what they do. Like, now they have a podcast instead or of their main content. And that's taken as not as, you know, important or not as, or that, you know, they get a bunch of, like, backlash and stuff, as if, like, they're making all this content for others alone. And it's like, nah, like, they make this content for themselves. It's like, if you can't be fulfilled in your own work, you know, why do it at all? I think we're and like all the drama that goes on as well. Like, I think we're way too comfortable with knowing every little bit about everyone's life, and then pretending like we know every little bit about everyone's life as well. Once we do find out that like little juicy, you know, drama bit that we watched, and hearing someone else's opinion on the drama, and then someone else's opinion on the drama, and then we formulate our own. But it's like, is it ever the same? It sounds like a, you know, a really bad game of like online, you know, telephone, like where one person goes and says something and whispers into someone else's ear, and it goes around the whole room until it's like completely something different. It's kind of unhealthy. I think we should have boundaries, and we should respect boundaries, and we should respect the fantasy, you know, because the fantasy has its bounds. That's why it's called a fantasy. Anyway, I'm gonna take a quick short break since I've been talking for 10 minutes, and I'm gonna throw in another sponsored segment. So please don't mind that too much. If you do mind them, you can always skip them. They're about, I think I talked for like 4 minutes? No, I don't think so. I'll double check for you. But yeah, I really do appreciate these sponsored segments and you guys sitting through them. So thank you so much.
Moving my mic around, sorry. I'm currently using a phone mic, but it's like plug-in kind of thing. It's like a little, it's cute. Anyway, if you hear shuffling and stuff, I'm sorry. I have a better mic, but it's on a computer, and I don't really want to just be saving stuff on the computer. I like using Anchor on my phone, to be honest. And that is how it shall be, okay? Until later. It's not a super professional podcast. I get it. But I think that I like that about it. So, I don't know. It's authentic. It's like when you buy a shirt with freaking holes in it. That's my podcast. It's a style. Anyway. Melody, what the fuck are we talking about? Why have we not talked about relationships and Cammy? Also, be cleaning up while doing this. Because you know what? I don't got time for that shit. I don't have time for anything. Ever. Melody, why, how is it cool to be in a relationship and do all that stuff, you know, like, how? Don't they get jealous? Aren't you embarrassed? Okay, yeah, I am embarrassed. I hate it when, like, my senior friend, other, or anyone for that matter, who is not in the sex industry, not a camera roll, who kind of gets it, like completely gets it, or whatever, or is a really close friend. I don't really like it when they hear me. In fact, I just don't want the neighbors to hear me. I don't want anyone to hear me. I'm very quiet. Like, I just like to keep to myself and all that shit. And like, I don't want to fuck things up. You know, I don't want to fuck up someone's like night by hearing me screaming or something, because it's a screaming fetish kind of thing. I don't know if there is a screaming fetish. I think there is, probably. I might have partook, but I probably tapped out, and or they left because I was like not screaming loud enough. I'm sure. And as to me then, I have had relationships while camming, and you fucking can too. Don't you dare say you can't. You should make in your head your own decision first. Pretend like you're not with whoever you are with right now. I don't care. Pretend like you're not. Just leave every single aspect of their personality out of it, and pretend like you'd never met. But you learned all the same things. Okay, and then think about it. Do you think it's a bad thing? Do you wonder why you're asking this? Is it for them? Is it for you? Just to not cam or to cam? Do you think it would be a good idea? And they don't. Usually this is the case, because people do get jealous and they don't understand so much. I would say help them understand exactly what camming is to you, if you're into it. And if you think it's not a bad thing, have them understand why, and show them, do your best to make them understand, because otherwise you have a disconnecting relationship, and this is the point where one of you will suffer, because if you're not on the exact same page, doing exactly what you want all the time in every relationship, you're on a disconnect and you're in a bad relationship. Or a relationship that could be better. Relationships could always be better than they currently are. Never, and that's like, it's always based on communication. It's always based on being on the same page. Be on the same page as much as you possibly can. If you don't think it's a bad thing, show them why it's not a bad thing. If they get jealous, understand why they're jealous. That goes vice versa. Like, have them show you and make you understand why they're jealous, and then dispel that, because jealousy is not a good feeling. There's anger, that's one thing. Jealousy is a different thing. And it needs to be put to rest, because this is dumb. Okay? You can cam and have it not mean a thing. If it's something that maybe you're thinking about, you know, like, for the wrong reason, maybe you kind of are a little bit infidelious, or thinking about, you know, you could see yourself being one, you need to talk about that aspect of you in your life and yourself, and then you maybe go into an open relationship, or consider it. Consider being poly. Either way, this is something that, this is like a wedge in the door, and the door is called conversation. Bitch. Do it. Or dude, sorry. They're cam boys now too, it's awesome. Or they always were, but you know. I like the fact they're more recognized. Anyway. That's about it. I'm gonna end it here, because I'm gonna do a lot of stuff, like more cleaning. And then make videos. Later.